Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, Oklahoma's longest-serving United States Senator James M. Inhofe has passed away after a stroke over the holiday at the age of 89. His family released the following statement saying, Oklahoma's longest-serving United States Senator James Inhofe passed away at 4:48 this morning after a sudden illness over the holiday. He passed peacefully, surrounded by his wife, Kay, and his three surviving children, Molly, Jimmy, and Katie. Many will remember Jim Inhofe's farewell speech as he left the Senate floor.
Most importantly to my family, I love you. When Kay and I got married 63 years ago, I could never imagine I'd be standing here today with 20 kids and grandkids saying goodbye. Thank you all you guys for all you've done all these years. And thank you for putting up with me. And to Kay, my best friend and rock, I can never put into words what you mean to me. So finally, I want to say, to the people of Oklahoma, I really thank what you've done for me all these years. Thank you very much.
Inhofe served his beloved state in many capacities over the years, including in the Oklahoma House of Representatives, the Oklahoma State Senate. He was the mayor of Tulsa. He was in the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate since 1994. He retired from the Senate back in 2023. Ag leaders from around the state have offered their condolences, including Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell. Oklahoma Farm Bureau members were deeply saddened to hear the passing of Senator Jim Inhofe. Senator Inhofe was a remarkable leader and wonderful friend to agriculture and rural Oklahoma since his time in the state legislature more than 50 years ago. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Michael Kelsey said OCA mourns the loss of a great friend and advocate for Oklahoma agriculture. Senator Inhofe promoted and protected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in so many arenas over his long and productive career. Perhaps it was because he could see as he flew his plane over Oklahoma the beauty and wonder of rural Oklahoma, and he knew that farmers and ranchers worked daily to take care of and improve the land. OCA extends our deepest sympathies and heartfelt thoughts to the Inhofe family. American Farmers and Ranchers Cooperative President Scott Blubaugh said Senator Jim Inhofe encouraged economic stability for rural parts of our state as a bulldog for Oklahoma's military bases and our veterans, who fought for much-needed investments in rural roads and bridges and served as a watchdog for regulatory overreach throughout the country. He was a great friend to Oklahoma, and he will be missed for years to come. Congressman Frank Lucas also released this statement saying, Oklahoma and the entire country mourn the loss of Senator Jim Inhofe. The true embodiment of a public servant, Jim spent 5 decades faithfully serving the people of Oklahoma with the utmost integrity and purpose. Linda and I join Oklahomans everywhere in mourning this great loss and praying for his family. You've got farm news. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.